This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he called off a planned military strike he had authorized against Iran 10 minutes before it was scheduled to begin. In a tweet, Mr. Trump says, in part, quote, "We were cocked and loaded to retaliate on three different sites. When I asked how many will die, 150 people, sir, was the answer from a general," unquote. The overarching question now, what next? All of this is tied to Iran's shootdown over U.S. drone reconnaissance aircraft. AP correspondent Sagar Magani on the overnight White House reversal.
Leon Panetta tells NBC's Today Show it shouldn't have gotten even that far.
I don't think with a drone it warrants a direct military strike.
Which would raise the odds of a bigger confrontation both nations say they don't want.
I'm not sure either side has an end game here as to what they want to achieve.
Iran expert Sana Vakil says she's not surprised the strike was called off.
The unknown risks of striking Iran could be quite devastating for the president, just as he's kicked off his campaign and get him dragged into something that he has vehemently stressed that he doesn't want to be involved in.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
There has been a warning issued to airlines about Iranian airspace. Here is AP's Matt Small.
The Federal Aviation Administration is banning all American-registered aircraft from flying over Iranian-administered airspace in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. While the region is crucial to global air travel, the FAA warns there's potential for miscalculation or misidentification there after an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down a U.S. drone yesterday. International carriers Qantas and KLM also say they'll avoid the area as well. Matt Small, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. According to Chinese state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told Chinese President Xi Jinping he would like to be patient with the United States over stalled nuclear talks. Xi is in Pyongyang as a visit aimed at strengthening ties between the Asian allies goes through 2 days of talks. This is the first visit by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. Xi described the nuclear impasse as highly complex and sensitive, and said his government was willing to strengthen coordination and cooperation with all relevant parties. The two-day Pyongyang summit takes place as China is engaged in a trade war with the United States. Xi and President Trump are scheduled to meet at next week's G20 summit in Japan. In San Diego, California, there has been dramatic courtroom testimony in the case against Navy Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher. He is charged with premeditated murder in the stabbing death of a young Islamic State fighter in Iraq. But Thursday, a prosecution witness, Corey Scott, testified under immunity that, in fact, he had killed the teenager by suffocation, saying he knew he would die anyway at the hands of the Iraqis. Defense attorney Tim Parlatori told KFMB Television in San Diego the case against his client has collapsed.
What we learned, Chief Gallagher is not guilty of murder. The trial is certainly going to continue, but I expect that at the end of this, there will be a not guilty verdict.
Gallagher's wife, Andrea, also spoke out.
To hear today that someone has finally had the bravery to stand up for the truth was refreshing after all of these years.
Navy prosecutors say they have no plans to drop the charges against Gallagher. There are new charges of intolerable living conditions for migrant children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Willamette University law professor Warren Binford in the state of Oregon told AP conditions at the detention facility at Clint, Texas are shameful.
Our children are telling us that there have been over 300 children in a single room. If that's true, which it appears to be, then literally the United States is warehousing children in a Lord of the Flies scenario, and we've got to do something about it.
The Saudi-led military coalition fighting in Yemen says it struck Houthi rebel targets around the port city of Hodeidah. This after the Iran-backed Houthis fired a missile at a utility plant in southern Saudi Arabia. The Houthis, who ousted the Saudi-backed internationally recognized government from power in Sana'a in late 2014, have stepped up missile and drone attacks on Saudi cities in recent weeks. A Turkish court has sentenced 151 people, including 17 senior military officers, to life in prison for the 2016 coup attempt against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
News. It's VOA. With all the latest hits right here on VOA1.